أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أيام البيض are known as the lighted days or the energized days. This is the 13th, 14th and 15th of the lunar month, in particular the month of Ramadan. They're awesome days and nights. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, whoever prays during the nights of Ayyam al-Bidh stands at the door of the abundant favors and bounties. Now, the recommended dua is dua al-mujir. So, let's see a little bit about the dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying at Maqam Ibrahim when Jibreel comes and after greeting him, gives him the dua as a gift from Allah. It's a means for forgiveness of sins, even if they're equal to raindrops or leaves on a tree or sand in a desert. The other benefits of the dua are it's a cure for sickness, it's alleviation of debt, increase in sustenance, it's independence, solution of problems, removal of sorrows. And if we look at the dua is really all about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you find that the word subhanaka and ta'alayta come in. So subhanaka, and we've talked about this because Surat al-Isra was part of the musabbihat. Subhan, again as a reminder, comes from sabaha, which means to float or to swim, perfectly balanced. When we say subhanallah, we are actually saying that we acknowledge, we declare the fact that Allah is flawless. We are declaring His perfection. Ta'alayta is to raise someone, ulu, high. So we're saying you're so exalted. And the other phrase that keeps on coming, and that's where the name comes from, is ajirna minan nar ya mujir. Keep us safe from the fire, from agitation, ya mujir, O the giver of refuge. Now, because it's about the full moon, see, 13, 14, 15 is when the moon is full. Well, it's a good time to learn a little bit about the moon and how she affects us. And she is the center of attention, especially in the beginning and the end of the month of Ramadan. So studies have shown that the moon influences our moods and our physical cycles. Traditional moon wisdom states that on the day of the full moon, the body's capacity for detoxification is at its highest. Tradition says to make a healthy lifestyle change, break bad habits and withdraw the symptoms of imbalance in these times. And this completely synchronizes with what Rasulullah used to tell us, that fast on the days of the full moon, which is Ayyam al-Bidh, the 13, 14 and 15 of every month. And the Prophet used to say, it's like fasting for the whole year. So since we are fasting in the month of Ramadan, let's try and make a resolution that for every month, lunar month, we will try and fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th. And it has so many benefits, health benefits. And maybe we can also recite Dua al-Mujir. I'd like to end by looking at the last section or the last few ayat of Dua al-Mujir. And it's absolutely phenomenal. So it starts off when we say, like I said, Ajirna minan nar ya mujir, Subhanaka ya dhal izzi wal jamal, Tabarakta ya dhal jabaruti wal jalal. I declare your perfection, O the Rub of honor and grace. O Rub of might and majesty, Subhanaka la ilaha illa ant. I declare your perfection, there is no God but you. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimeen. I declare your perfection, I have been unjust to myself. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. So this is a quote from the Qur'an. So we heard his dua and saved him from his anguish. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And thus we save those who believe. This is the answer to the dua of Prophet Yunus. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلِي أَجْمَعِينَ. Blessings of Allah beyond the Prophet ﷺ and his progeny, one and all. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue looking at these phenomenal lighted days, or may I say energized days, of the 13th, 14th and 15th of the month of Ramadan. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.